The Big Story from the Straits Times on Money FM 89.3.
You're watching The Big Story with Haryanto Diman. I'm Olivia Quay, coming to you live from the Straits Times newsroom.
The National Wages Council released its annual guidelines earlier today. Among its recommendations, employers should support local staff who want to take on a second job to supplement if they have been affected by measures due to the COVID-19 pandemic, like reduced working hours or temporary layoffs.
Now we're joined by the Straits Times assistant business editor, Joanna Seow. So Joe, employers should support local staff when it comes to if they want to take on a second job, if they're affected by reduced working hours on temporary layoffs. So why do you think the council decided to make this an explicit recommendation?
So many of us have employment contracts which don't allow us to take on extra jobs or say you have to share some of your additional income with the company. And PermSec for Manpower, Albert Khan, said during the press conference earlier that in normal times, this makes sense because perhaps for safety reasons or to get employees to focus on their full-time job, you don't want them to tire themselves out outside. But if they're already going to be working fewer hours in their main job then and for less pay, then the council is saying that employers should allow or even help them to find a second job to supplement their income during this difficult time.
Now, Joe, but how is it feasible, though, you know, considering that businesses across the board are suffering and they may not be hiring?
Well, that's a good question. I think it's not completely across the board that businesses are suffering. Some industries like healthcare, cleaning, security, and even e-commerce and infocom technology may still be hiring. They could be open to taking on part-time staff instead of full-time staff during this time. Or there could be also be temporary jobs because more staff are needed for COVID-19 operations, such as cleaning or health declaration assistants or food delivery workers because, you know, a lot of people are ordering food delivery or grocery delivery. And there's actually a new scheme called SG United Jobs Initiative. So DPM Heng Swee Keat announced this last week in the supplementary budget speech. And it aims to create 10,000 new jobs in the next 1 year to help locals affected by the virus outbreak. The public sector is going to take the lead in hiring. And there's actually a virtual career fair, so it's online. It's at sguniteddjobs.gov.sg. Help them plug it.
Joe, I understand the NWC also made recommendations on key considerations employers should make if they have to cut pay in order to save jobs. So what are these considerations?
Okay, well, first of all, they said that management should take the lead in pay cuts. And companies should also try as far as possible to still pay the annual wage supplement, which is the 13-month bonus. And they also highlighted low-wage workers and called on companies to treat them better than the rest of the staff. So for workers earning up to $1,400 a month, if companies are going to implement wage cuts across the board, they should freeze the pay of the low-wage workers instead of cutting it. And if they're going to freeze the pay across the board, then they should try to give a built-in pay increase to the low-wage workers of up to $50. Another thing is that monthly variable components can be adjusted if the employer cannot wait until the end of the year to adjust the annual variable parts of the pay. But the majority of employers actually don't have this monthly variable component system in place. So the council said they can consider treating any cut in basic wages of up to 10% or more for management as an MVC cut. But the key thing is that they should set clear guidelines to reverse these reductions to MVC or basic salary through future wage increases or adjustments when business recovers.
Now, Joe, how do you reckon, you know, these guidelines will be received? Do you think people will welcome it?
Okay, so the council is a tripartite body, so it's already taken into account the views of workers, employers, and the government in arriving at these recommendations. But yes, they seem quite fair to me. And I think most people would rather take a pay cut than lose their jobs, I believe. NTUC President Mary Liu also called on workers to be adaptable, to go for training, and accept flexible work schedules on new job roles. And if necessary, accept lower pay if that will help the company to keep their job. Another interesting point raised at the press conference earlier was by Mr. Alexander Melchers from the Singaporean German Chamber of Industry and Commerce. So he was saying that while MNCs here in Singapore may receive directives from their global headquarters elsewhere, saying that, you know, there are going to be more retrenchments to cut costs and stay afloat, the management in Singapore can actually tell the HQ that the approach here is different. And because of this tripartite collaboration between the government, company, and unions, they can actually implement other cost-cutting measures and in doing so preserve the capacity and the workforce in Singapore.
Well, thank you so much for your insights, Joanna. That was Joanna Seow, Assistant Business Editor for The Straits Times.